Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Cloudy with snow possible for the weekend. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 truly local news. Northumberland County leaders will be meeting Monday morning to provide an update on the recruitment of a new chief administrative officer. This comes as current interim CAO Glenn Dees has announced his resignation March 13th. He was appointed following the abrupt dismissal of long-term CAO Jennifer Moore last fall. The recruitment process for a new CAO has been underway since Moore's departure. Pink Shirt Day festivities are taking place next Saturday in Cobourg to rally against bullying, with participants wearing a pink shirt in solidarity. The theme this year in Northumberland County's Early Years Division will focus on kindness. Lisa Smith, Early Years Coordinator with the county, tells Robert Washburn of Consider This that demonstrating kindness and self-regulation can make a difference in someone's day.
I think it's those small acts of kindness that they make a difference. It's just those little things that can make somebody's day. I think that we need to be more self-aware. Things that we say and do, sometimes maybe if we're under some stress-related situations, they can impact people for a long time and how our reactions are.
The Pink Shirt Day event will take place February 28th at the Best Western Cobourg Inn at 9 a.m. to noon. Telephone Road near Brighton may soon get signage restricting heavy truck traffic. David Forsyth recently presented to Brighton Council requesting the signs be posted, which he claims will improve public safety, environmental protections, and allow the OPP to enforce road restrictions.
Installing no heavy truck signage on Telephone Road is a proactive, responsible, and fiscally sound decision. It protects residents, preserves infrastructure, reduces liability to the township, and enables enforcement.
Brighton municipal staff are now considering Forsyth's request and will investigate possible signage further before preparing a report for council to consider. In sports, the Cougars are in Collingwood tonight while the Jays open spring training tomorrow with the Phillies. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
This Valentine's Day, grab your bestie and celebrate Galentine's Day at Village Beauty Bar in Port Hope. Treat yourself or someone you love to a strawberry chocolate facial or pedicure. Each comes with a surprise gift. Or a Dermalogica anti-aging facial with complimentary red light therapy. At Village Beauty Bar, we specialize in enhancing your natural beauty while helping you truly relax. We only use the highest quality of products for our services. Visit us at 18 Ontario Street in Port Hope. Call or text 905-373-8260 to book. Village Beauty Bar. Discover the perfect blend of beauty and wellness with us.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jacob of SMM Law Professional Corporation. Are you acting as an attorney for property or personal care for someone? Or are you taking on the responsibilities of an executor under a loved one's will? We can help you sort out what needs to be done. Call SMM Law at 905-372-3395 or email hello@smmlaw.com. SMM Law, we are here for you.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Periods of snow tonight, low minus 1, wind chill of minus 5 overnight, cloudy, a good chance of snow for Saturday and Sunday, high minus 1. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.